Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the latest Buy Hold Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshanani. With investors looking for places to hide amid coronavirus-related volatility, we're going to look at three defensive ideas in the small and mid-cap space. These are companies with relatively resilient earnings and stronger balance sheets than their peers. We have again our two very experienced fundies, Chris Stott of 1851 Capital and Tim Sargent of Eli Griffiths Group. The three companies we're going to discuss today are, firstly, Auckland International Airport, under the ticker code AIA. The largest New Zealand airport, which at the time of recording had forecast the coronavirus to slice less than 4% from its FY20 underlying profit. Secondly, NextDC, under the ticker code NXT, a rapidly growing Australian data center operator. NextDC's stock has had a bumper run as of late. The company posted strong results in February, and commentary among fundies is that it's benefiting from the coronavirus as people are staying at home and consuming a lot more data and internet. And thirdly, Integral Diagnostics, under the ticker code IDX. This company is a provider of medical imaging services via hospital sites and clinics. I'll now pass it over to my co-host, Matthew Kidman, to find out what Chris and Tim think. And we'll also hear about one other company that each of the fundies believe is a good defensive proposition today. If you enjoyed listening to the episode, please give it a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm Matthew Kidman, and today we're going to talk about defense. Got to be defensive out there. Markets are cratering. Joining me is Chris Stott from 1851 Capital, Tim Sargent from Eli Griffiths. Tim, Auckland International Airports, is it defensive or is it a piece of infrastructure that looks like a ghost town? Buy, hold or sell?
Auckland's is a buy for us, Matthew. Look, there's clearly going to be some significant short-term earnings impacts, but it's a regulated asset base largely, and we think it's going to, that regulated asset base will double and triple over the next 5 and 10 years. It's going to be more priced closer to what the 10 and 30 year bonds are doing, not this year's EBITDA, so it's a buy for us.
Pick your seat, Chris, get on any plane you want, buy, hold or sell?
You could sell for us, Matthew. Short-term impact of the virus will put a lid on it for the next few months, but at some point there'll be a great buying opportunity, but not quite yet.
Okay, here's one that's actually up since the 20th of February. Market's down 20%. NextDC, buy, hold or sell?
Hold, one of the best results of reporting season. Some had strong announcements in terms of winning new customers, but valuation-wise, it's still quite high, so I'll hold for now.
The cloud doesn't stop for a virus, Tim. NextDC, buy, hold or sell?
It's a hold, Matthew. Agree with Chris. We've seen some transactions in the space recently. Macquarie buying AirTrunk and the Future Fund buying a chunk of Canberra data centres. That's helped propel NextDC short term, but I think it's a hold for now.
Okay, normally healthcare doesn't skip a beat, but we haven't got time. We're testing for the virus. Why would we go and get an image? Integral Diagnostics, buy, hold or sell?
Look, we think it's a buy. A couple of reasons. One is I think indexation over the next couple of years is going to help underwrite the revenue line, and volumes should benefit from higher modalities like MRI and PET, which Integral's favourably exposed to, so it's a buy.
It's done pretty well, down 9-10%. Market's done double that. Buy, hold or sell?
Buy. Really strong management team in the right sector at this time with the virus around. So I think they're well positioned so longer term, so buy.
Okay. Defence generally has been pretty porous. Market's getting through it quite easily. What's one stock you think can actually make that tackle and stop the onslaught of the selling?
Johns Lyng, so the ticker is JLG. So they're a building services company, well exposed to strata management. That's been a growing part of their business recently, as well as their on the insurance side of the business, they're well positioned to the benefit from the catastrophic events we've had in Australia, unfortunately, over the last few months. So still, we think, under-owned out there by the market, well-priced, a really strong management team again. So for us, it ticks a lot of boxes, and it's fairly defensive in this market.
Okay. What about you, Tim? Got something out there that's going to save the world for us?
I don't think they'll save the world, but EBOS, EBO is the ticker. The genesis of that business is the Symbion Health business. And so it's the largest pharmaceutical wholesaler in the market, but also They own the management contracts of the Terry White Kenmart brand and also Black Hawk, the dog food business. But I think the key to that business is its scale and the investment they've made in automation and their logistics network. They have a unit cost advantage over the peer group. And I think with given what's going on at the moment, you're probably going to see, you know, short-term healthy volumes for PBS-style medications.
There you have it. There's still some plays out there with the shoulder pads on, the mouth guard in, and still making those tackles very defensive.